So when the train sort of, even an open train, like cattle train, when the train had to slow down on a cut a curve or so, we jumped over. And machine gun fire immediately after us, we tumbled down. And the train did not stop, and they kept going. And we are now in a forest. Cold, my God, and no food. So for 2 days, we were in the forest. I said to the Russian guy, I don't care what it is. We have to go down to see. We just can't stay here anymore. We're going to die anyway. Just let's do, we got to go down and look for food. We looked down and we see from way down there, we saw a village. I said, let's go. And he actually agreed with me, everything I said. Okay, we went. That's as soon as we walked out of the forest, halt. Halt means, you know, halt, halt, halt. A young German with a gun. He says, Ausweise, bitte, meaning an identification, please. We had no identification. If not, so he would take us. He would take us right away to the headquarters, and we're dead. I said, wait a minute, what are you, what was this? We have no time for such nonsense with papers and all that stuff. And I made a big argument out. I spoke German fluently. I still do, even though it's not my mother tongue, but I managed to learn it. And I said, hey, you know, hey, it's none of your business, papers, who we are. He says, no, I have orders. I want to see papers, identification. So he was really serious. I said, hey, wait a minute. I says, you know, sir, see this? I had glasses and no frames for glasses. They were gilded. I said, hey, this is gold. You can take it, but let us go because we have no time for such nonsense. We have things to do. He took it. He says, coming along anyway. All right. He was very stupid, this guy. My Russian was a trained killer. So I go first, downhill, behind me the German, and behind him the Russian. Before I hear a noise, oh, I turn around, the Russian's on top of the German, and he is strangling him. He killed him. We dragged him back to the forest. We covered him up as much as we could, with this gun and the whole thing. And we walked down to the village anyway. So we walked into the first house, and there was a woman doing the wash. Over there, they didn't have, like we, washing machines and dryers. So they planned a wash once a week, once a month, whatever. And that was the day. She was so busy, I said, lady, We are hungry. We have been on the road for 3 days. Could you help us out with some food? She says, yeah, go help yourself. She didn't even look at us. Go help yourself. I just cooked this stew, and it's on the kitchen stove. Go and help yourself. So we go, and there was a pot of stew with meat and potatoes. We haven't seen this in years. We finished that in no time. After this, hey, we need to get dressed, we need to get washed up. So I asked her, could you help us out? Can we wash up here and all this? She says, yes, of course. She says, could you please give us a change of clothes? You can see we are, of course, help yourself. So we changed. But as fit or not, we didn't look for a perfect fit, you know. And when we got all cleaned up and washed and changed, hey, you look pretty good. We're ready to go out. And now we walked out, and a man about middle age stopped us. What are you guys doing? Because, you know, you couldn't see young guys like us. And everybody was in the war. And here two guys are walking around like, he says, what are you guys doing? I said, well, I told them briefly, we came from such and such a camp, this and this. The allies came close, they let us go and all this. They gave him a whole story. All right, so what do you want to do now? I says, well, I am Polish, he is Russian, and we want to go home. But in the meantime, we would like to do some work. He says, would you like to work in my house? Yes. I says, why not? So I went to his house, and we did some chopping wood, cleaning up the yard, blah, blah, all the stuff. And I thought we're going to be there for a while. And about two hours later, he comes running in a panic. Hey, you got to leave. You must leave right away. I didn't know what in the world happened. So I said, I could see that there's no way that I could stay here anymore. I said, could you please do me a favor and give us a piece of paper that we worked for you? Because we had nothing, you know. So he said, okay. Gave us a piece of paper, me. And I gave him a Polish name, Jan Wojciechowski, and he gave him his name. And gave him a piece of paper. I didn't even look at it. And we on our way. So we decided to go to the next village to go to the Bürgermeister, meaning the mayor of the village. And it was about a half a mile or so, and they were open, no houses, farms, and no traffic, quiet. And what do we see from a distance? A bunch of people like us from the concentration camp with a striped suit being guarded by the Gestapo. I said to my friend Ivan, I says, we cannot stop, turn around, they can see us. I says, let's just keep walking, make believe that we do not see anything. Just keep walking. As we came closer, halt, the Gestapo. Ausweisabitte, meaning identification. I said, and I gave him a big argument. I have no nonsense for this. We haven't gone away to the Bürgermeister. We got things to do. Blah, 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 blah. He says, don't give me all that spiel. Just give, I need the papers. Have you got it or you don't? I says, okay. He looks at it. And he doesn't like it. He says, reluctantly, get lost, verschwinde, get lost. That's okay. In other words, he let us go. I later decided to take a look at the paper, and I see he writes, this guy by the name of Jan Wojciechowski, he gave the same thing to him, which works for me satisfactorily. And if he needs any help, please extend any help to him if he needs it. And there's a rubber stamp, a round stamp, with a swastika, and it says, the Führer, the leader of that, the Nazi leader of that little village. You know? That's why he let us go. Otherwise, he wouldn't let us go, that Gestapo guy. So we went to the Bürgermeister, the mayor. He sent us to two farmers, sent me to one farmer, sent him to another farmer, and that's where we worked until the end of the war.